This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. President Trump is claiming his administration has carried out the biggest terror leader takedown of them all. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
He notes the military's killed other Islamic State figures, but he always had a question.
Where's al-Baghdadi?
And now that the U.S. got him.
This was the big one. This is the biggest one.
Suggesting it's more notable than his predecessor taking out al-Qaeda's leader.
Osama bin Laden was very big, but Osama bin Laden became big with the World Trade Center.
Terror expert Jenna Jordan's take.
Bin Laden even had more of an presence in terms of the organization and spreading the message.
Either way, killing a terror group leader doesn't kill the group itself.
Their ideology doesn't really depend upon the leader for its articulation. It's often deeply ingrained within the group or the local communities.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Former White House official Charles Kupperman failed to show up for questioning Monday in the U.S. House of Representatives impeachment inquiry. After receiving conflicting orders from Congress and the White House, VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
Charles Kupperman last week asked a federal court here in Washington for guidance on whether he is legally required to show up. The issue is whether a subpoena from Congress outranks the White House, saying Kupperman is immune from testifying as a close presidential advisor. His lawyer says Kupperman will comply if the court sides with Congress. Kupperman is among several current and former national security officials summoned to testify this week about whether the president pushed Ukraine to conduct politically motivated investigations. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin pledged Monday to increase sanctions against Iran, saying the Trump administration's maximum pressure campaign is halting alleged Iranian aggression in the Middle East. For more on this and other stories, visit us online at voanews.com. You're listening to VOA News.